Sportsmen and women have to be really careful to make sure that they're not trespassing on public land. A new report finds that Wyoming has the most landlocked public land in the West at 3.05 million acres. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska locks in on a decision by Park County commissioners that could have added another 160 acres.
Down the South Fork, outside of Cody, there is a parcel of state trust land. In order to access this land, one has to drive down Road 6JM. But as Jim Gleason found out, it's a little confusing.
And drove out, and then I, you know, just thought, well, because of these signs, I don't want to get tagged for trespassing or create any problems.
Gleason is a Cody resident and an avid hunter and angler for years. He depends on public lands to recreate. Road 6JM has an easement which allows the public to access 160 acres of state trust land that otherwise would be landlocked by private land. County engineer Brian Edwards says those trespass signs are left over from when there was no easement on the road.
There was never physical legal access prior to 1992, which is when the landowners granted those easements to the county.
In 1992, landowners surrounding the state land granted the county easements to a couple of roads for the purpose of making a loop road. One of those roads was 6JM, the road that Gleason was trying to access. The loop road was never built, and now TE Ranch, which owns the surrounding land, petitioned the county to vacate Road 6JM and the other road because the county is not maintaining it. Edwards says it's too expensive to maintain the roads for a handful of people, which means the public would lose access.
It should revert back to that original condition if the county is not pursuing a loop road.
Gleason says there needs to be access to public land. Joel Webster agrees. He's with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, which recently published a report finding a total of 9.52 million acres of landlocked federal public lands in the West.
Traditionally, things such as county abandonment of maintained roads probably wasn't perceived as a big issue because the public felt like they could use those routes. But now we live in a time where access to private land can be pretty challenging to acquire.
Webster says the West and Wyoming has so much inaccessible public land because of the way the West was settled.
The federal government incentivized the establishment of railroads to the West by passing various railroad acts whereby they would give those railroads alternating sections on both sides of the track. It would look, you know, just like a checkerboard where the railroad would get black squares while the federal government would retain the red squares.
Checkerboarding is when land ownership is intermingled between federal and private land, which makes it difficult to access some public land. According to a U.S. Fish and Wildlife survey, 72% of Western hunters depend on public land for some or all of their access. So for hunters in the West, like Brian Webster, this matters.
The lack of access is one of the top reasons cited for giving up our sporting traditions.
Webster is the Colorado and Wyoming chapter coordinator for the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers Group. He says access to public land has become a major issue for their group. They are trying to work together with the state, federal, and local landowners to open and keep public access. Jim Gleason, the Cody resident who brought this to the group's attention, agrees.
What I would like to see is a cooperative agreement with the state and the TE Ranch to perhaps open access to that BLM ground that's, you know, landlocked behind their land.
For now, the public easement on Road 6JM survived another day as the Park County commissioners decided to contribute some money to work on the road, which means access to the public land still exists. But this is a short-term solution, and the bigger issue of guaranteeing public access to public lands continues. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.